The Boulder Bookstore is hosting a free event for teen readers this evening. The centerpiece of the event is a book presentation by an author who is still a teen herself. I'm joined in the studio by Zoe Hanna-Makuta, the 19-year-old author of Gearbreakers. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
What's in store for attendees of this evening's event at the Boulder Bookstore?
I'm going to be talking about, I guess, just the writing process. To be honest, I haven't sat down and fleshed out everything I'm going to say. It's my first in-person event, so I'm a little nervous. We'll see how it goes.
Well, can you give us a spoiler-free synopsis of your debut book, Gearbreakers?
Yes. It's a it's about an evil nation controlling these 200-foot mecha deities, wreaking havoc in the Badlands Desert, and the teenage renegades that are charged with taking them apart from the inside out.
And you wrote this book during your senior year at Fairview High School. Who all knew you were in the process of writing a book on top of everything else that goes into graduating from high school?
Oh my gosh, no one. When I signed with my agent after I graduated, like the summer after I graduated, told my parents that I was just, hey, I had written a book, I'm getting signed, and they were very nervous. I literally hadn't told anyone. It was just a thing.
Wait,
I would
you didn't
do
even
fine.
Tell your parents?
No. I mean, they knew I liked writing. They knew I loved writing, and I don't know. It was just a thing I was always doing by myself. Because I'm always like, it's basically just me telling myself the story. So it's just kind of la-di-da until I have to be like, hey, by the way.
I have a book.
Yeah.
So your book has been very well received according to the reviews that I've seen online. I see it's also been optioned for a TV series, and you're currently in the final edits of a sequel. What's going on there?
Yes, it's been optioned for a TV series by Aaron Magnani and Don Murphy, who produced Transformers. So it's like, oh my gosh, it's so weird to put in my head. I have no idea. But and then I am working on the sequel, Godslayers, which comes out June 28th, 2022. Just touching up the final edits on that, and then have a couple more stuff in the pipeline, because I definitely don't want to stick with sci-fi solely. I like fantasy and contemporary and everything else.
So this is on top of book presentations like what you're going to do tonight and attending classes at the University of Washington. Where do you find the time to get all of this done, and how do you protect your energy in a way that allows you to remain creative?
Ooh, that's a good question. Yeah, writing's always been a type of downtime for me, so it's de-stressing in a way, so it's easy to balance it with school. I wouldn't say easy, but definitely when I'm editing over when I'm drafting, it gets a little more a little harder when it's not just me putting input on it. But yeah, as in protecting creative energy, I think it's just I have to not be so harsh on myself with the first drafts, because they usually do come out really clunky, and just kind of accept that it is a process that takes a long time, and that's just like the medium I've chosen, and it's like a thing I have to talk into myself every time that like it's not going to be perfect until it's a little better, and then it's better.
And finally, something I usually ask authors: whose works are you reading these days?
I just finished Sadie. It's a wonderful YA thriller, but it's like so, it was so, I don't know, just heart-wrenching. I finished it at Flatiron's Coffee Cafe, and I had to leave it on the shelf because I could not physically take it with me. It was just wonderful. I'm Courtney Summers.
Well, we've been speaking with Zoe Hanna-Makuta, author of Gearbreakers. She will be presenting her book this evening at 6:30 p.m. at the Boulder Bookstore. Advance registration is required. Zoe, thanks for stopping by the studio today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.